Hey, welcome to the Intuition Talks podcast. I'm Eloise Ansell, and we're exploring the world of intuition together. So, for this week's topic, I've just started my winter warmer series. So I do little mini group sessions over the course of the year, as well as my long-term group sessions that start every March around the equinox. So if you're interested in that, drop me an email. I'll send you an invite when it opens for next March. Or for any March coming up. So I'm doing the winter warmer ones at the moment, which are about finding inner stillness. So, you know, in the hecticness, it was winter here, so it's cold, and Christmas and the holidays are coming up, so there tends to be more activity, more things to do, and we tend to stretch ourselves 18 different ways. So the winter warmer series, a month of whole healing sessions, just giving us some time to chill out, to come into the heart, come into the body, find that stillness, and clear away some of the blocks that really stop us from really engaging with our heart energy, finding that stillness in the brain and the body, and really turning up the inner warmth of the heart. So it's a really lovely series, and just finished week one, and it's been really lovely sessions that have been coming up for the group. So and still join in if you want to, just drop me an email and I'll send you a link. We're doing 12 sessions over the course of 4 weeks. So, but the topic of stillness is there in the centre of my head this week. So I wanted to talk about that in terms of intuition. Because I have spoken about many times how making space and being in stillness and quietening the mind and quietening the body every day, it's so good for us in so many different ways for our health. And so, you know, having some kind of meditative practice or doing some journaling or something that just kind of finds some stillness, empties the brain, it also gives us the space to hear the intuition as well. And it's a really lovely way of kind of coming into ourselves and really, really, really listening. Not being kind of caught up in the stress and the anxiety and the mental thinking of the stresses of the day in life, but actually coming into the body, coming into that sense of awareness and just being allowing and receiving whatever comes to us from an information perspective. You know, no judgments, no expectations, just being in this place of stillness and exploring what comes to us, what's going on, and all of that. So finding that time of stillness every day can be a beautiful way of quietening the mind, helping us find that stillness and that sense. But of course, it connecting with the intuition and just allowing it to give us feedback on what we need to do that day or what we need to know about that day. And because I've spent so many hours and weeks and months and years developing my intuition, I will just check in on it quite often. You know, I'll go to send an email to a client and I'll just check in and I'm like, okay, is there anything else I need to say to them or am I done? Like, give me a red light or a green light, like internally. And if I get a green light, I'm like, okay, I can send the email. If I get a red light, it's like, okay, what is it that I haven't said? What do I need to change? Have I made a real little blooper with my, like, swapped words around? Or spell check has changed something? It's going to change the meaning of it. But, you know, I can just sit with it and be there. So I find those mini moments of stillness. So I can just be doing something and just kind of go into stillness, go into that sense of just awareness and knowing, I'm waiting for the information to come, and it normally comes pretty fast. So it's just like fleeting moments of stillness and going, okay, is that okay? Like when I'm leaving the house to go and run a course or something, I'm like, just that moment of stillness and going, have I forgotten anything? Green light, red light. That kind of, is it okay? Is there something missing? And, you know, just finding those moments just really supports me. You know, I'm not going to leave worrying that I've left something because I know I'm, you know, I've got enough. You know, I can sometimes forget to bring that exact pair of shoes I wanted for an outfit, but that's not the end of the world, you know. I can always like teach in my socks. So, you know, I mean, It's the important things that I worry about, and I just check in with my intuition in those mini moments of stillness and just go, is this okay? Is this okay? Is there anything else I need here? And it's such a wonderful gift just to be able to have that moment of stillness. But the reason why I can go to stillness so quickly and come into that space is because I do this a lot. You know, I spend hours a week with my intuition doing distance sessions for clients and being there for them. So yeah, it's yeah, cultivating that space often, even if it's just a couple of times a week. You know, the more you do this, the more you make space, the more it's easier for you to access that space and be able to access the intuition on demand. And it's a beautiful way of being and a beautiful way of exploring life and just being able to tap into the intuition and know that everything's okay. Know that you're on the right path. Know that, you know, what you're doing next is the key thing. And yeah, it's got your back, but you need to be able to hear it. And it will scream at you at odd moments, but finding those moments of stillness and coming into the body, you know, out of the head, because nothing goes on here really. There's no unique thought in the head. It's just an antennae. And coming into the body, that real antennae for the intuition, and just finding that space. So anything you do, even just taking a few deep breaths in the morning, journaling, meditating, even if it's just for 5 minutes, just quietening the brain, making that space and making that a daily practice will really, really, really help tune your body into this space where you can do it at a moment's notice. So find some stillness, especially in this hectic season. You know, I often talk about summer and winter, regardless of where we are in the world, you're going to be in one of them at the moment. And when we're in that space, well, we're still kind of technically in autumn at the moment, I guess. But when you're in that winter, that real winter and summer energy, it's not very active. Spring and autumn are far more active. And so we naturally, as we go in, as it gets, the temperatures get colder or the temperatures get warmer, we tend to slow down a little bit. We tend to be a little less active. You know, we don't want to go outside as much because we'll either burn or freeze. And and so we tend to be a little bit more hibernative. Hibernative? Is that a word? Anyway, and you know, and that's fine. So kind of just go with the energy of that. Even though we're running around partying and trying to see all of our friends and, you know, make time for everybody, it's so key to make sure we have those moments of stillness, because that's kind of the energy of that season. And so being following that energy and going with it is going to feel more easier in the long run than trying to fight that kind of inner hibernation. So I hope that makes sense. So find some moments of stillness. Get into the habit of doing that, especially during these months when it's colder or hotter. And it will just make it easier for you the rest of the time. So have a great week and I'll catch up with you soon. Any questions, drop me an email, info@eloiseansell.com. Bye.